Superbugs know no boundaries. No one escapes them. Right now, they're thriving in India and China, but they're also present in every state in the United States. Recently, superbugs with over 200 rare antibiotic-resistant genes were reported in certain American hospitals and nursing homes. When they divide, these genetically empowered bugs don't have to adapt to antibiotics. They immediately spread resistance. For decades now, the pharmaceutical industry hasn't produced enough new antibiotics, our main weapon against superbugs. It's a profit issue. So, some would say, meeting the superbug crisis is even more an economic problem than a scientific one. How exactly do bacteria become resistant? One way is by rare random mutation that occurs when they divide. Most mutations will have no effect, but a very few of them will allow a bacteria to resist a particular antibiotic. That leaves the remaining bacteria vulnerable to the antibiotic. These will die. The resistant survivors will reproduce quickly and in quantity. Tori recovered at home, but returned to Brown in her sophomore year, ready to avenge MRSA by studying its effects on young athletes. Eleftherios Milonakis, a physician researcher at Rhode Island Hospital, took her into his lab.